Good morning, we're continuing together Hilchos Shabbos, Kol Amud Zayin, the Melach of Kosev, and Moshe, can we learn Siman Daled? We left off with a question, this concept of Miskayim, how do we find Miskayim? Is Miskayim something that the length of time is necessary for this specific purpose, which the nafkamina of that, obviously, is a person puts a ksiva on a window screen of a phone, and the purpose is to have it last for the few seconds that it's there to be visible. And afterwards, the fact that it's erased doesn't undermine its purpose and its effectiveness. So that's called miskayim, because it lasts over the time it was necessary to last. Or is miskayim some set number? We said that something has to last either permanently or semi-permanently to be considered a ksiva. So where does the din of miskayim come from? So it's inspired from the Mishnayos in Perek HaBonin and Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah mentions the concept of miskayim. There's a concept of miskayim in general by malachas. The malachas have to be miskayim. Then he mentions it again in regards to kosev. The first concept of miskayim includes in it both something which will naturally disintegrate and something which a person intends to remove it. The second law of ksiva, we already saw from the idea of the writing on one's skin, that's referring to something which only has inherent permanence, not it's going to last, not that something's going to be removing it. So a person makes a kesher, for example, writes a knot. You say if he plans to do the knot, or the knot will come out in itself, it doesn't make a difference. It's not considered kesher shakayama because the person is, the knot is going to be removed. It puts the person, combines two things together in the walk of Baina with an attempt to take them apart shortly thereafter. That's not considered Baina. And that's a general rule that we have by malachas, so that'll be true whether it's going to fall apart on its own or in and of itself it's going to last. It's a kesher. Shein hashal kiyama doesn't mean that the kesher isn't well made to the point that it could last. If the person plans to undo it and within a certain time frame. When it comes to ksiva, there seems to be a second in that it has to be the nature of the ksiva that something which is going to last. And where you see this is the fact that the first concept is unique to Masechta Shabbos, is Hilchos Shabbos. That is a Melechos Machshavos, Cheshivas of Malacha. Malacha which is done, which is going to be overturned shortly thereafter, in certain types of Malachas, undermines the significance of the Malacha. But that's unique to Shabbos. And then there's a second concept, the ksiva, which is not going to last a certain amount of time, is not considered ksiva. You find this Mishnah, Akuf Beis on a Beis, excuse me, Akuf Dal on a Beis, which talks about kosev, is parallel in regards to Gittin, that it gets, it can't be written and it, with ksab, which is not miskayim. So that's not a Malachas Machshavos concept, we're talking about writing a get. So the purpose of a get, the document, is to document something. The purpose of writing is to create something which has a certain permanence to it. If it doesn't have that permanence, it's not going to be chayiv. So that's halacha in the ksiva itself. So it comes to Shabbos, whereas if we're just judging from the Baina and Saiser, so Chazish points out, a person can be chayiv for Baina even if there's an intent that is going to be removed shortly thereafter. But while it came together, it was a real connection. So there is... even though he's going to be taking it right shortly thereafter, that would be enough to be chayav for Baina. Masha Enkein, when it comes to Kosev, that wouldn't be true. So going back to some examples, which we will add on, this is Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim, but the modern digital world, this can make tremendous nafkaminas based on what we just said. Have a good day.